Matilda by Roald Dahl, read by Edith Bowman. When Miss Honey emerged from the headmistress's study, most of the children were outside in the playground. Her first move was to go round to the various teachers who taught the senior class and borrow from them a number of textbooks. Books on algebra, geometry, French, English literature and the like. Then she sought out Matilda and called her into the classroom. "There's no point," she said, "in you sitting in class doing nothing whilst I'm teaching the rest of the form, the two times table and how to spell cat and rat and mouse. So, during each lesson, I shall give you one of these textbooks to study. At the end of the lesson, you can come up to me with your questions if you have any, and I shall try to help you. How does that sound?" "Thank you, Miss Honey," Matilda said. "That sounds fine." "I'm sure," Miss Honey said, "that we'll be able to get you moved up into a much higher form later on. But for the moment, the headmistress wishes you to stay where you are." "Very well, Miss Honey," Matilda said. "Thank you so much for getting those books for me." What a nice child she is, Miss Honey thought. "I don't care what her father said about her. She seems very quiet and gentle to me, and not a bit stuck up in spite of her brilliance. In fact, she hardly seems aware of it."